I'm fine.
Oh, stop it. Don't treat me like I'm an insane patient,
just
please.
Just go back inside. You can yell at me. I don't want you to yell out here, okay?
Out here? Out where? We live here. Get used to the cement, honey. This is our house forever. This is it. We found ourselves. Boy, did we find ourselves in the middle of nowhere with nothing. Where are you going?
Please come inside.
What is it?
Sit down.
What is it?
Just sit down. Now listen. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'll make it up to you. I'll make you breakfast in bed for life.
No, stay away from the food. You'll lose it. I just want to know how this happened. I can't understand it. How did it happen?
I don't know. I just held things in so long, I just burst.
What did you hold in? What were you holding in?
Everything. Listen, you know, you weren't the only one whose life wasn't satisfying. I sat in that office for 7 years without a window. Sometimes I felt like I was going crazy.
Why didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you tap me on the shoulder and say, I think I'm having this problem. Is it okay if I go down and lose everything? Then I could have helped. Maybe I could have said no. I'm sure the Desert Inn has an all-night shrink service along with a spa facility, don't they? Don't you think someone could have counseled us? He would have said, well, look, she's got to let it go somehow. Why don't you spend $10,000 and rent the Goodyear blimp and have it fly around and flash positive things? Much cheaper, same result. Why didn't you wake me up? We could have discussed this.
I didn't understand it until now.
Oh, great. Okay, well, congratulations. I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad you understand everything. Unfortunately, I'm still screwed up. And we don't have the money to fix me. You're fixed. And now we have, like, you know, a couple of hundred for me. 100,000 for you, 100 for me. I think I was sicker than you to begin with. Oh, God. I guess this was my fault. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I just didn't explain the nest egg well enough. If you had understood, you know, it's a very sacred thing, the nest egg. And if you had understood the nest egg principle, as we will now call it, in the first of many lectures that you will have to get, because if we are to ever acquire another nest egg, we both have to understand what it means. The egg is a protector like a god, and we sit under the nest egg, and we are protected by it. Without it, no protection. Want me to go on? It pours rain. Hey, the rain drops on the egg and falls off the side. Without the egg, wet, it's over. But you didn't understand it, and that's why we're where we are.
I understood the nest egg.
Oh, please do me a favor. Don't use the word. You may not use that word. It's off limits to you. Only those in this house who understand nest egg may use it. And don't use any part of it either. Don't use nest. Don't use egg. If you're out in the forest, you can point. The bird lives in a round stick. And you have things over easy with toast. Oh, gee. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to give you a small punishment before lunch, and I'd like to have you write 1,000 times on the pavement. I lost the nest egg. Come on. I lost the nest egg. Say it first. Say it 500 times. I lost the nest egg. 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 I'm starting it for you. You jump in anywhere. I lost the nest egg. 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 I lost the nest egg.
I lost the nest egg.